Questions 46 through 50. Look at the questions. Then listen to a teacher talking to his class.
I'm going to hand out your essays in a moment, but there are one or two things that apply to all of you, so let me go over those. Here, can you each take one of these? It's a checklist of the points I'm about to mention. I want you to keep it safe and look at it when you plan your essays in future. The first point. Several of you lost marks because you didn't answer the second part of the question. Remember that you had to discuss the places as well as the characters. In the exam, you will be judged on whether you have answered all parts of the question. It's unlikely that you'll get a passing grade if you do not do that. Then, many of you didn't explore the subject deeply enough. Most of you, for example, focused on the main characters, but some of you didn't give enough details from the novel. Now, I'm not saying that your observations are not correct, but you need to back these up with strong evidence that the writer has included in the work. So it is not enough if you just say that John is a selfish person, we need proof. Also, some of you made very general statements in your writing that you should have explored more thoroughly. You see, I was left wondering whether I had understood correctly. I think I know what you're getting at, but I'm not always sure. You know, an extra sentence would have made things perfectly clear.